We on?
I don't see anybody watching yet.
All right. Good evening, Woodland Christian Church family. Thank you for joining us here. We are going to do a walkthrough of what you can expect for Sunday morning. Now, keep in mind, a lot of work's been put into this, but it's still a work in progress. So bear with us, at least for this first Sunday. Things may change a little bit as we refine the process of what going to church is going to be looking like. So as we talked about before, it's going to be three services that we're offering Sunday. It'll be 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 7 p.m., which if you really think about it, it's not any different than a normal church day. We're just not having Sunday school and an evening service, so to speak. We're just duplicating the morning service three times on a Sunday. When you come to church, this is going to be our main entrance for those who will have seating at the sanctuary. We'll have some signage there available for you, so you unmistakably know if you're a little bit late. You'll see the long line of people coming in. And I'll also add, you might want to allow for yourself some time coming to church, especially if you have little children, because this is all new for everybody, and we want to make sure that we are getting here safely and starting right on time. You'll see some signage here. Just some reminders about the social distancing, where the entrance is going to be. We've also added some arrows here on the floor to help direct traffic. And as soon as you come in, we'll have some greeters here that will take your temperature really quick. And we'll show you the numbers. And here we have our station for hand sanitizers. We have some little coloring papers for the kids. We will not have coloring crayons available. We encourage you guys to bring your own, but these are for the kids. We will also have worship guides that Pastor Scott has been putting into the sermon audio links. So print those off at home if you'd like, but we'll also have them available here for you. A little bit further down here is the space that we are going to have the prepared elements for communion. So there will be no contact. We're not going to have anybody hand them to you. You're free to grab what you need for you and your family. And we also will have the masks here if you do not have any. We're going to have a few ushers here that'll help coordinate because we need to be conscientious of how many we have in the sanctuary as well as the fellowship hall. So a couple options you may have. If you come in here, the ushers will be able to take you to the upstairs, the balcony area there, and we have a entrance into here. So you want to follow me in. We got Sterling shadowing us. He's been kind of the mastermind really helping out with the organization, so he's going to spot me if I'm missing anything. Right now, just by way of a visual for you guys, you're going to see that we have the pews. We're marking off every other pew to allow exactly 6 feet distance between where a family may be sitting to the family in front. Ushers are going to help family with a number of kids to be able to have either all of the row or a good percentage of the row, and smaller families are going to help get to seated in a location where they're able to be with still monitoring that 6 foot distance with other families. Again, just as a reminder, we family units can stay together, and as much as we love to see each other, this is not the time to be hugging people and to be shaking hands. There'll be a time appropriate for that, perhaps after the service. But for now, this is how we are going to be guided into the service. And we're going to start from the front and work our way to the back. And more information will be given on Sunday as far as the flow of service, the songs and the communion and such. Our goal is to keep the services to about an hour. So that way, in between services, when we start dismissing from here, and we'll go to the fellowship hall, and I'll walk that through with you. But from here, when we dismiss at the end of the service, we are asking to start from the elderly. We want to make sure any of the elderly that do come, we want to make sure that they are able to get out first, and then we'll work our way back, I think the back rows first. And we'll have help with the ushers as well. We'll have arrows on the sides there to get you out quickly. This is going to allow for the volunteers who are going to be cleaning and sanitizing the facilities enough time for them to get this done without rush so that we can have the next service ready, clean for the next group of families that will be coming in. So if you're going to follow me, am I missing anything before we go to the fellowship hall? Okay, we're going to do a quick walk through the foyer here. I'll show you the exit. And then we're going to be making our way to the fellowship hall. Again, some additional signage. We are not going to have a water fountain available at this time. Maybe down the road. again, some more arrows for being able to get up into the balcony. I want to put a shine on this real quick. This would be a good time Sunday. If you have not signed the petitions, please get these signed so we can get those turned in. This will be the exit for everybody in the sanctuary. You'll see the arrows guiding you out there, especially for those exiting this side of the sanctuary. So follow me back here. I'm exercising new skills walking backwards. If I fall, you'll have a great time with it, no doubt. We're not going to have nursery as well, and no Sunday school, just a reminder, just so we can be focused on having the Sunday morning service. And, yeah, we could do the bathrooms. We will have the bathrooms open, available to you. We do ask that you be conscientious. If you have a large group already in there, if you're able to allow for people to leave, so we're able to observe the social distancing. Please be sure to wash your hands often. Avail yourselves to the sanitation stations that we have here at the entrances especially. You can bring your Kleenexes and such, and you can dispose of them on your way out. Making our way to the fellowship hall, we rearranged some things differently. As you can see, try to space out the tables to allow for appropriate distances. For the larger families, we try to keep some tables connected so you guys can sit together as a family. I'm going to walk toward the entrance here. We'll give you an idea what that...
Sterling has a thought for the tables.
So, do I need to be up there too?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You're wearing the microphone.
You can yell.
So, what we've done is for the tables over here where we normally have the recliners, is we've kind of separated them out so each table for a family group will have a recliner with it, so the moms that tend to use the recliners for nursing will have that available next to their family.
That's great. Thank you for bringing that up. So we'll have the screen up available, and again, you'll notice more so in the sanctuary, as well as here, that we're not having hymn books or Bibles out at this time to decrease high contact areas. We'll have worship guides for you guys. The entrance to the fellowship hall is going to be through here. Table very similar to what we saw in the foyer. You'll be greeted at the door and have a temperature taken, your hand sanitized there for you, as well as the elements for communion will be here for you to pick up. And masks available, as well as the worship guides will be here on the table, and anything for the kids. Exit's going to be out this door here. And again, we want to have a single flow of traffic, just so when it gets down to it with the volunteers coming and cleaning, want to make sure that everything's clean and sanitized, ready for the new families that will be coming in the following service. I'm sure you're going to hear more. This is a learning experience for all of us. We look at this and we pray through all of this and ask God to give us wisdom. So we do appreciate the prayers and support we've gotten from our church family, and we are really looking forward to this. This has been a very long and trying season for all of us, and we're just praying that above all else, whatever the experience is on Sunday, that we can come away from church having our hearts warmed through the time together to worship together and really to lift up the name of Jesus. So God bless. If you guys have any questions between now and Sunday, please feel free to reach out to me. If you're still looking for a slot to get into for a service, please reach out to my wife, Jill Richardson, to be able to get your family plugged in there. So God bless you guys. Love you.